Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And I want to let this be known that I appreciate Mr. Bagosh, because hearing your words really, I felt like I was coming up here on a David and Goliath mission.
So what is Carl Montgomery all worked up about at the Board of County Commissioners meeting? Well, let's hear from him for just a second, because this man was very concerned about something that he saw was on the Board of County Commissioners agenda, and he wanted to talk about it.
The reason that I'm here is for one reason and one reason only, and I want to make it extremely clear, because it really weighs on my heart. When I woke up this morning, I was notified. I wasn't even, just like Buddy or whoever the first Norman said, I wasn't aware of the topic. My friend told me right as I jumped out of bed, I got a message on my phone. Do you know about this? I ran out of bed and came up here on a 30-minute notice, because from what I'm hearing, this is not what America stands for and not what my community stands for at all.
Well, if that's true, very significant. And he's talking about a proposed rule that had to do with an ordinance establishing regulations concerning boarding piers at Escambia County public boat launch sites and paddlecraft launch sites. And what this would have done is, there's a whole bunch of provisions in here. It would say that the owner or operator of a vessel may not anchor or moor such that the nearest approach on the anchored or moored vessel is within 150 feet of any public boat or paddlecraft launch site. So if there's an access for a paddleboard, you can't be a boat within 150 feet of that. You can't use any boarding pier at a public boat or paddlecraft launch site for any purpose not related to or involved with the actual launching or retrieval of vessels, including but not limited to swimming, fishing, or cleaning fish. So the kids at the Galvez boat launch that like to use the, you know, the families like to sit at the little table that's over the picnic table, and the kids like to play in the water on the beach and, I guess, jump off of the pier. It seems like that would have been prohibited. You can't fish cast or use drag nets adjacent to boat approaches at any public boat or paddlecraft launch within 30 feet along the shoreline on either side. You can't dock more tire fast than any vessel at boarding pier within 30 feet or boarding pier at any time longer than 30 minutes. And enforcement will be from the sheriff's office and Escambia County code enforcement. Now, I talked briefly about this with the sheriff. I just asked him if the county had asked him about enforcement. He said no. Maybe code enforcement would be more of a primary. But this is one of those things that kind of came to the board. And people like Carl Montgomery, who didn't know this was happening, showed up. I mean, he was really concerned about this, and perhaps rightly so.
If anybody knew how important that boat ramp is to our community, this would be not even a question. And to make a rule that applies an umbrella term that is not specific enough to cater to the community, to do this for every single boat ramp, without knowing the layout or how the order of operations are at that boat ramp.
Because every boat ramp is different, and every boat ramp has different configuration and is used differently by people, right?
If you knew about Interrady Point and if you knew about Galvez boat ramp, you understand that's the heart of our community. That's where hundreds of kids, thousands of kids have caught their first fish. That's where people that don't have the means to have a boat go to enjoy themselves, watch the sunset. Our public accesses, this is so important, because our public accesses are being taken left and right. You understand the issue going on with the condos, and this is right in our community, right in our neighborhood. This is one of the last place people can come down and be themselves.
There are, you know, just a couple of things that are like third rail topics in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Public access and boat launch, boat-related things. Apparently dog parks also. You know, it's like one of those things. And he says, stop trying to force these crazy, broad-brush, inapplicable regulations on us.
We're not apes. We can govern ourselves. We're not acting up. We've never had an issue out of that area. People down there are the most pleasant, understanding, best people on the planet. That's my home. That's my heart. That's my everything. Is that place. And for that to be trying to, the rug snatched from out of us without even knowing,
Yeah, that's a problem. So what he was referring to in the first clip I played was that Jeff Bergosh, when the item was brought up, says, look, this item's not really ready for prime time.
Board, there's an intent to drop this item.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, yes, I've asked that we drop the item. I don't think it's ready for prime time. There's some issues with it. One of the biggest issues, I believe, is it's applicable to not just my district and Mike's district, but also significantly to District 4. We don't have a District 4 commissioner. I think there's some language in there that needs to be better developed. And so, yeah, I'm asking that we drop it.
One of several issues that came in front of the board where they don't have a District 4 commissioner, and that's a problem.
And also, I just want to point out, Galvez Landing, for the people who may be watching this, I'm never going to vote to keep you from enjoying the shoreline there, to sitting at that table, to swinging on the swing, or swimming where you want to swim. I'm never, ever going to do that, ever. Just want to make sure that's clear. There's some misinformation out on social media. But as long as I'm the commissioner, people can enjoy Inverarity Point Park and Galvez Landing. Yeah, obviously, you don't want to swim in front of a boat. I think there's ways we can get that accomplished.
So what they wound up doing in the end was kind of tabling the item. I think they're gonna do town halls to get people to give them more input. And I generally think this is the right approach, that, you know, having different rules in different boat ramps might make sense based on the particular configuration and the use that people have for those. So correctly observing that without a District 4 commissioner, still that this is a problem, is trying to pass legislation that's going to affect waterfront access in District 4 and 1 and 2 and, you know, disrupt people's lives because of the way they're used to using that land. 617 on News Radio Pensacola, Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
We are not seeing too much happening on the roadways this morning. No accidents or major slowdowns. We do have two traffic lights out on W Street, W in Fairfield and W in Palafox. Unclear as to whether those are just malfunctioning or if they are out for some reason, but if it is flashing red, it's a stop sign, and if it's flashing yellow, it's a green light, but always use caution when approaching a malfunctioning traffic light. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
If you've got a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the pressure's bad, the temperature's not good enough, or you need to unfix something that you already tried to fix yourself, guilty. 477-8782 is the number for Barberry Plumbing. They will take care of you. We had them to call out recently to, again, fix something that I fixed, and they did a great job of undoing all the bad things I did. So Barberry Plumbing, they will take good care of you.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Visit Pensacola celebrates National Travel and Tourism Week all this week. To celebrate 10 years of encouraging people to visit, Visit Pensacola will be hosting the Hospitality Hero Luncheon and providing a free passport program and trolley tours for members of the hospitality and tourism industry. And the UWF Historic Trust will be hosting a free all-public museum day on Saturday, May 25th. Find out more about National Travel and Tourism Week at visitpensacola.com. That's visitpensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jim's Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jim's Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to the fight for our freedom. Join Jim's Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve our United States military. Jim's Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jimfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
This week, I want to do something a little different. Instead of talking about three separate cancellations, I want to spend extended time learning from the amazing work being done at American Movie Classics Networks to properly warn people about the problematic content of their movies and TV shows. Most recently, AMC adopted the practice of placing a content warning on the movie Goodfellas, which read, "This film includes language and/or cultural stereotypes that are inconsistent with today's standards of inclusion and tolerance and may offend some viewers." Well, it is about time that somebody realized that made men have feelings too. And we celebrate AMC for thoughtfully reminding viewers that movies which portray Italian Americans as racketeering criminals or which disparagingly propagate negative stereotypes about members of the mostly peaceful social club commonly referred to as the Mafia may be unhealthy and mean. Now, some people have objected that this film is a highly accurate portrayal of the life of an actual mobster turned FBI informant named Henry Hill. Well, perhaps. But given the historic marginalization and the many, many microaggressions committed against members of organized crime families, it is important to remind people that mobsters are people too. If you insult them, do they not cry on the inside? And besides, you should always remember your Glichtenberg dogmas on Thought Control Volume 5. Content warnings are not merely about protecting sensitive people from disturbing material. Content warnings are also an essential tool for training a society to second-guess all of its communications and to become afraid to speak freely for fear of offending anyone. A silenced people is a compliant people. Amen. Now, obviously, the movie Goodfellas is filled to overflowing with profanity, drug consumption, and violence, but only the refined sensibilities of the arts mediators at AMC were able to realize that unkind portrayals of the mob were the real menace lurking in this movie, for which we applaud them. However, since AMC shows a wide selection of older films, many of which have problematic elements, we do have some advice for other content warnings they should consider. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but it should help get the trigger alert juices flowing. For The Princess Bride, warning, this film contains negative depictions of Sicilians, giants, magicians, princes, grief-stricken Spaniards, and six-fingered men. However, it does portray at least one pirate in a positive light after the decades-long smear campaign against ship captains who practice non-traditional income strategies. For the movie Alien, warning, this film promotes hostility toward extraterrestrial beings, many of which might well be helpful, friendly, and not frighteningly ferocious killing machines with acid blood and scary ooze-dripping teeth. Even those ETs which have evolved parasitic host-killing reproductive strategies should be studied and understood as they are simply living out their biological imperatives. You can't control whom you infect and rip apart, after all. for Star Wars. If you or anyone you know has ever been dismembered by a handheld laser sword or struck down during an epic battle scene in the hallway of a planet-destroying starbase, this movie may make you uncomfortable. Also, if the deaths of millions of people suddenly crying out in terror and being suddenly silenced might bother you, begin practicing your discomfort avoidance strategies now. This film also depicts cloned humans as stormtroopers, nameless, faceless villains with poor eye-gun coordination who may be slaughtered without consideration. Hardly a healthy way to prepare for the future of manufactured humans. In addition, the cultural depiction of Jawas as schemy, negative, deceptive creatures of below-average height is not kind, and not all Wookiees cheat at board games. As for the various serial shows AMC has created, such as Breaking Bad, Mad Men, Nosferatu, Hell on Wheels, and Into the Badlands, well, certainly many, many content warnings would be appropriate, but we suggest something like the following specifically for The Walking Dead. Warning, this feature contains depictions of negative stereotypes of the involuntarily undead as flesh-rending, virus-spreading, mindless creatures of destruction. Some viewers may find the highly derogatory portrayal of zombies troubling, especially given the repeated use of offensive slurs for them, as if they are a species of subhuman value, including but not limited to walkers, lurkers, creepers, biters, roamers, skinbags, floaters, geeks, chompers, rotters, lame-brained, stinkers, freaks, and meat puppets. Civilized people should know better than to engage in such slurs for the recently reincarnated undead who are experiencing a transition in their alive status. As you can tell, we have much work ahead of us before the world is truly safe for watching television and movies, but the fine truth moderators at AMC are leading the way by reminding us that not all good fellas are bad fellas. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please take a moment to congratulate young Herschel Stoudemire, who was recently promoted to Junior Cancel Police Second Class after he reported on two classmates making positive comments about the physical beauty of a female companion, specifically her cute new hairdo. I know, it's difficult to hear. Even though the young woman seemed pleased by the remarks and subsequently gave both boys a hug, Herschel knew better than to take this incident at face value. He has been properly taught that girls must learn to be offended as offended by boys liking to look at them as adult feminists are by no one liking to look at them. As a result of good training, he rushed straight to the Virtue Monitor's office and filed a report. Both boys and the girl will now undergo yellow-level re-education, and Mr. Stoudemire will have 1.5 point added to his high school GPA for outstanding cultural improvement. Refreshments this week are provided by Fiddlesticks, repurposing used horsehair from violin bows as inedible dietary fiber. Just sprinkle a teaspoon of finely ground former bowstrings over your soup or salad, and let the healing follicular dust start doing its work. Fiddlesticks, a symphony of flavorless health in every bottle. Important note, this product does not taste like virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
Andrew, good job, by the way. Great job. If you are on North Palafox Street heading north or southbound, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up in between Tahar and East Jordan Street, clearing up as you pass Jordan Street going southbound. If you're in Pace or Milton, we are not seeing any major slowdowns coming into Pensacola this morning. Woodbine and Chemukla both looking clear with their respective intersections with Highway 90. And if you're in Gulf Breeze and Navarre coming into Pensacola, no major slowdowns either. Clear all the way over the bridge into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. We should mention there are a couple traffic lights down this morning, completely out. West Fairfield and W Street, and Palafox and W Street as well. So if you're driving down W Street, a malfunctioning traffic light that's completely out is just treated as a four-way stop. So be careful driving through those roadways, those intersections this morning. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
And I have let the sheriff's office know. Chief Simmons said that he would call it in. And also West Moreno at the county, I've let them know. So they should be responding, should be safer soon. But yeah, beware of that. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hundreds of Harvard students walked out during yesterday's commencement ceremony. A crowd of around 30,000 people was at Harvard Yard yesterday. About halfway through the ceremony, the students got up and walked out. They were upset about 13 students not receiving degrees after their involvement in the unauthorized encampment protest over Gaza.
I believe you mispronounced the location.
Did I?
You said it was Harvard Yard.
It's not.
Harvard Yard.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I mean, if we're going to say Nicaragua, then don't we have to say
do it right.
Javajad.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Trump trying to rally support in the South Bronx.
We have mobs of migrants fighting our police officers and giving America the middle finger.
Thousands of people showed up, but not everybody was a supporter. A Trump Isn't Welcome in the Bronx counter rally was also held nearby. No Republican presidential candidate has won New York State since 1984. The bodies of three hostages have been recovered by the IDF during an operation in northern Gaza.
These three bodies were uncovered overnight. They underwent an identification process, and then their families were notified. Israel's president posting on X saying, in part, it is our duty to bring everyone back, those still alive and those we must bring for burial in Israel.
Fox's Alex Hogan, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is partly cloudy, 76 degrees right now. I'm David Wayne. Near record ocean temperatures and La Nina weather pattern. Those are the primary reasons behind this year's above normal Atlantic hurricane season forecast.
Forecast for named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes is the highest NOAA has ever issued for the May outlook.
And that is NOAA's Rick Spinrad. They predict between 17 and 25 named storms, 8 to 13 hurricanes, 4 to 7 major hurricanes of Cat 3 strength or higher. And Spinrad says even though the winds are dangerous, using 2013 to 2023 data, they determined 90% of deaths are actually caused by water. Well, Pensacola Beach lifeguards are now stationed at Perdido Key. Escambia County Public Safety says that all started yesterday, and that'll go through August 11th. Lifeguards will be at Perdido Key, public access number 2. That'll be every day from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Now, in addition, a roving lifeguard will be traveling between public accesses 1, 3, and 4 to monitor the water and make contact with beachgoers.
Where to swim, here's the sandbars, here's the currents, here's the conditions for the day. And you have to have a physical presence to do that, right? There's only so much that signs and flags can do.
That is Deputy Beach Safety Chief Alex Johnson, who talked to Channel 3, and people wanting to swim there at Perdido Key are encouraged to stay near those lifeguards if they can. Well, traffic that was headed to Gulf Shores was a bit smoother yesterday. The $5 tolls on the Foley Beach Express went away. Neil Belitsky is the president of the Baldwin County Bridge Company. They sold that bridge to the bridge on Orange Beach, in Orange Beach, to the state.
We have 35 people that are basically not going to be with us after today, and so we have about 5 people that are going to be staying with us for a couple of months. It's a bittersweet day for all of us.
And, of course, the Alabama Department of Transportation says that their next step is to demolish the toll plaza, and work on that should be done in June. Well, it's a sure sign of summer on Pensacola Beach. The Santa Rosa Island Authority's trolley service is now back in operation.
That's right. The open-air trolley service starts today and will run daily from 4 p.m. to midnight through Labor Day Monday. 3 trolleys run concurrently on 3 separate routes. The eastern route runs from Casino Beach to Portofino, the western route from Casino Beach to Park West, and a commercial core route from Casino Beach to the Grand Marlin and back and forth with stops along the way. The service is free to all riders and a great way to help alleviate congestion by allowing visitors to park anywhere they want and have a free trip back and forth. Joe Ford, News Radio, Pensacola.
Thank you very much, Joe. And heading into this busy Memorial Day weekend, AAA announcing that it could be a record travel weekend. They say they're expecting 2.5 million Floridians to travel at least 50 miles or more for the holiday weekend. That would break a record that was set last year. And nationally, AAA projects this could be the second highest traveled Memorial Day weekend on record. Almost 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles over the weekend. A AAA official says travelers are forecast to surpass pre-pandemic levels this year. Speaking of that, 6:35 right now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing on the roads so far this morning?
Well, we are seeing two traffic lights out completely on W Street at the intersections of W in Fairfield and W in Palafox. If you're driving north or southbound on Palafox Road, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up this morning on Tahar in between Tahar and Jordan Street. Golf Breeze and Navarre, if you are coming into Pensacola, you are clear all the way over the bridge into downtown this morning. Traffic is building up downtown a little bit, so approach Bayfront Parkway with a little bit of caution because we are seeing some traffic on the intersection of Chase Street there. And Pace and Milton, you are looking pretty good. No traffic built up yet on Woodbine and Chemuckla with their intersections of Highway 90 and clear over the bridge into town this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. Keeping that nice weather around as we head into Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 88. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 74. For Sunday, high near 87 and a low near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 76 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and 73 in Milton. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Live Nation shares have dropped by nearly 8% after the Justice Department and more than two dozen states filed a lawsuit to demerge the concert promoter from Ticketmaster. Government officials argue Live Nation has used its monopoly to illegally inflate ticket prices, restrict artists, and squash other competition. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that he does not support President Biden's recent tariff announcement on Chinese-made electric vehicles. The Biden administration last week said it was placing a 100% tariff on Chinese-made electric vehicle imports in a bid to stop cheap Chinese EVs from flooding the U.S. market. Musk added that he doesn't agree with the tax incentives for electric vehicles either. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 605. It was the Dow's worst session since March of 2023. The NASDAQ down 65. That's your money now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
My grandparents were Catholic, immigrated from Northern Ireland in the 1930s to the United States, seeking a better life. And I know your family too fled fascism. And you have talked about with migrants, many of them children, that you encourage governments to build bridges, not walls.
Migration is something that makes a country grow. They say that you Irish migrated and brought the whiskey. Or that the Italians migrated and brought the mafia. It's a joke. Don't take it badly. But migrants sometimes suffer a lot. They suffer a lot.
Performing tonight at the Funny Bone, Pope Francis, everybody. Give it up for him. He's your headliner this evening. That's a joke. No, it's fine. He's, you know, this is an interview you did with Norah O'Donnell on 60 Minutes talking about immigration. And, you know, these are stereotypes from the past. And historically, you know, we have treated incoming waves of migrants, which have historically been a great sense of economic productivity for this country, with suspicion and oppression. And it's always been an unhealthy situation. And then we always... You know, oh, we were so dumb for treating the Italians that way. We were so dumb for treating the Chinese that way. We were so dumb for treating the Irish that way. But not those Mexicans, you know. Like, there's kind of, you know, just, it's worth listening to this a little bit.
I grew up in Texas, and I don't know if you've heard, but the state of Texas is attempting to shut down a Catholic charity on the border with Mexico that offers undocumented migrants humanitarian assistance. What do you think of that?
That is madness, sheer madness. To close the border and leave them there, that is madness. The migrant has to be received. Thereafter, you see how you're going to deal with them. Maybe you have to send them back. I don't know. But each case ought to be considered humanely, right?
Do as much as is humanely possible and also stop incentivizing the crossing. Do, in fact, return them. But generally speaking, I actually agree with him about this, that we, if there are hundreds of thousands of people putting their lives at risk to cross our southern border, we can't just ignore that and pretend that's not true. But what's the policy? Well, as he even says, sending them back may be the right response to once they get here, but don't let them die in the desert. You know, that's not really an answer. But, you know, it's a much more complicated problem than that. I just thought it was an interesting way to begin this interview that talked about a whole bunch of different things, including...
Your first trip as Pope was to the island of Lampedusa, where you talked about suffering. And I was so struck when you talked about the globalization of indifference. What is happening?
Do you want me to state it plainly? People wash their hands. There are so many Pontius Pilates on the loose out there who see what is happening, the wars, the injustice, the crimes.
The Pontius Pilates, wow.
That's okay, that's okay, and wash their hands. It's indifference. That is what happens when the heart hardens and becomes indifferent.
Por favor.
Please, we have to get our hearts to feel again. We cannot remain indifferent in the face of such human dramas. The globalization of indifference is a very ugly disease.
Muy feo.
Very ugly.
I would, and I actually very much agree with him about this. The challenge is that because of news, we have, I mean, news media and communications pace and the 24-hour news cycle, we have found ourselves exposed to so much horror and suffering in the world that indifference is almost a self-defense psychology mechanism. It's no person has the capacity to be worried and sympathetic to all of the problems that are out there. You'll just cuddle up in a ball and want to die because there's too much to be worried about. So, yes, indifference to local problems, local suffering, things over which you might have some control, I totally agree with him. But in terms of, you know, the way you react to all of these stories, the problem is that we're always having these massive suffering stories shoved in our face from all over the world. And, you know, what can I do about all of it? Well, the answer is nothing. But about some things, you certainly can. We'll come back to this in a second because we haven't gotten to the parts that, as is always the case when the Pope is talking, somebody's getting upset. We'll talk about that in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We have got two traffic lights out on W Street. Those are completely out, not just malfunctioning. So approach these following traffic lights with caution. W and Fairfield and W and Palafox Street. So those are completely out. So we're using those as a four-way stop and treating those as a... just with caution as you approach those intersections. Coming into Pensacola from Avalon Boulevard in Milton on I-10 westbound, we are seeing some debris in the roadway on the bridge over Escambia Bay, about halfway over the bridge. And in Payson Milton, coming over the US 90 bridge, we are seeing some slowdowns with the traffic this morning. So expect some possible delays coming into Pensacola or going into Pace this morning. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you sell a house, you want it to go slow and get as little for it as possible, right? Isn't that your goal? No, obviously not. You want it to go quickly and you want to get as much as you possibly can. Well, that's why you need a good realtor. You need somebody who understands how to price it, how to stage it, how to photograph it. You know, what little thing that you think is cool about your home, but other people will not think is cool about your home. And then, you know, how to go through the process of open house and how to tender offer or how to, you know, take in offers and how to negotiate, like all of that stuff. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, when the market was hot, they absolutely proved that they could get you the best price for your home. When the market's not as hot, even more. Even more why you need a good real estate agent to make sure that you get the best result. And you don't have to wait forever to get it because, you know, sometimes these things can take time, but they don't have to if you get a good realtor. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158. I said I would return to the Pope Francis interview with 60 Minutes. This still yet is not the part that got controversy, although it's his answer here. I'm glad he finally was able to give the answer in sort of voice, even though it's translated. Because so many American news media misrepresented what the Pope was saying on this subject.
Last year, you decided to allow Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples. That's a big change. Why?
No, what I allowed was not to bless the union.
Correct.
That cannot be done because that is not the sacrament. I cannot. The Lord made it that way. But to bless each person, yes. The blessing is for everyone. For everyone. To bless a homosexual type union, however, goes against the given right, against the law of the church. But to bless each person, why not? The blessing is for all. Some people were scandalized by this, but why? Everyone.
Todos,
everyone.
Todos.
And I'm glad he directly confronted her on her misunderstanding, which was widely reported that the Pope had announced blessings for gay couples. That's not what the Pope said. You informally, in person, bless the person. You cannot and shall not, as a contravention of church doctrine, bless the union. And that's, I mean, that's as boring a reformulation of standard Catholic doctrine as you could possibly have. And yet again, as often happens, American media just completely got this wrong. This was the part that got a little bit more attention and people were, you know, frustrated by this.
There are conservative bishops in the United States that oppose your new efforts to revisit teachings and traditions. How do you address their criticism?
You used an adjective, conservative. That is, conservative is one who clings to something and does not want to see beyond that. It is a suicidal attitude. Because one thing is to take tradition into account, to consider situations from the past. But quite another is to be closed up inside a dogmatic box.
So it's hard to defend describing conservatism as a suicidal ideology. Here's what I think he meant, okay, giving as much, you know, grace to the Pope as I can as a non-Catholic. I think what he meant was, and I mean, you kind of heard it toward the end, that finding yourself so attached to a dogmatic interpretation of anything, I mean, dogma can be accurate, okay, but being unwilling to revisit and make sure you've got something right. But also, what happens with ideology a lot of times is you are so attached to that that you get your self-worth from the ideology and from repeating it and from saying we are in and you're out and, you know, I know I'm good because I follow this and I know you're bad because you don't follow this. And this is maybe more of a Protestant interpretation, but this is how I'm interpreting what he's saying, is, you know, that's a kind of idolatry. That's a way of thinking that your identity and self-worth come from your belief system and repeating and, you know, living through that again. I know I'm good because I have these political beliefs. I know I'm good because I have these social beliefs. I know I'm good because, well, you know, for Christians, you know you're good because God loves you, because Jesus saves you. You're not good because of these other things. And so I think what he's, which can also be true of liberalism too, is getting locked into that mindset that I believe in climate change activism, or I believe in, you know, LGBT rights, or what, or I believe in, you know, fighting for abortion access. Those two can become locked in ideologies that wind up becoming your source of self-worth. And, you know, that's problematic on its base, in addition to being problematic because of some of the positions involved. So I think that's what he's getting at, but it certainly wasn't, let's say, artfully construed. And if what he meant was that being a conservative is a suicidal ideology, that's, you know, can't really do so much with that one. He then talked about women's reproductive in terms of surrogacy, which is kind of an interesting one.
I know women who are cancer survivors who cannot bear children, and they turn to surrogacy. This is against church doctrine.
In regard to surrogate motherhood, in the strictest sense of the term, no, it is not authorized. Sometimes surrogacy has become a business, and that is very bad. It is very bad.
See, a lot of what he's thinking about is, he's from Argentina, right? So third world situations where women get paid to use their uterus, I mean, by wealthy women. And that's part of what he's got in mind, is the almost reproductive trafficking kind of aspect of it. That's not the only objectionable aspect for Catholics, right? The destruction of fertilized embryos is also a major problem philosophically, because if life begins at conception, then you're destroying life. But she comes back to this one more time.
But sometimes for some women, it is the only hope.
It could be. The other hope is adoption. I would say that in each case, the situation should be carefully and clearly considered. Consulting medically, and then morally as well. I think there is a general rule in these cases, but you have to go into each case in particular to assess the situation, as long as the moral principle is not skirted.
And moral principles like not abusing, not taking advantage of, not destroying life, these are all, you know, fairly firm lines for the Catholic. And then the last one here, and I thought this was a particularly interesting way to end the discussion, because it put my, like, hair up on end the way he said something at the end. But that's because I'm not a Catholic, and I'll explain.
When you look at the world, what gives you hope?
Todo. Everything.
Uno ve tragedia.
You see tragedies.
Pero ve,
but you also see so many beautiful things.
Cosas lindas. Uno ve madres heroicas.
You see heroic mothers,
hombres heroicos.
Heroic men, men who have hopes
que
and dreams,
mujeres que miran
women
adelante.
Who look to the future.
Eso a mí me
that
da
gives
esperanza.
Me a lot of hope.
La gente quiere vivir.
People want to live.
La gente
people
va
forge
adelante.
Ahead. And people are fundamentally good.
Buena.
Mm-hmm. Todos somos we are all fundamentally
buena.
Good.
Por ahí somos un poco
yes,
pica,
there are some rogues
picadores.
And sinners. But the heart itself is good.
So I heard that, and as a Protestant, I'm not quite a Calvinist, but you know, somebody who believes in the depravity of man. Like, what now? People are good? Then why do they need salvation? Well, this is actually, I looked it up because I was not familiar with this as relatively standard Catholic doctrine. It's not that people are good enough. It's that, you know, they still need, obviously, the Holy Spirit and the saving power of Christ in their lives. But what they are is not totally depraved, the way the Calvinists might think about them. So I just thought that was an interesting nuance, fairly important distinction between, say, Catholicism and much of Protestantism. But it kind of caught me by surprise, and I thought it was worth mentioning because that is a different view of human nature than many, many Protestants have. So, again, I thought it was a very interesting interview. I think, you know, just a lot of times people don't understand enough to really interpret things properly, listen to them fairly. And I want to talk about this precisely because it had gotten some news earlier in the week. Oh, somebody said they appreciated the coverage of this morning. They want it podcast as a separate thing. So I will do that. Yeah, sure. So if you want to hear this analysis or share it with anybody else, it'll be on the podcast page. Like all of the interviews and full hours of the show at newsradio923.com to think for a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading north or southbound on North Palafox Street this morning, in between Fairfield and Jordan, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up. And a couple traffic lights out this morning on W in Fairfield and W in Palafox. Those are completely out, so approach those with caution, and please treat those as a four-way stop. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Six 58 here on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Norfolk Southern has now agreed to a $310 million settlement with the federal government over that big train derailment from last year in East Palestine, Ohio. They're paying $235 million of that to cover the cost of the EPA's cleanup efforts. And apparently Marvel's Deadpool and Wolverine breaking records already, and it's not even out till July. They set a new mark for first-day advance ticket sales. They made $8.9 million when advance tickets went on sale.
Outstanding. Can't wait to watch it. By the way, coming up at 7:35, we'll continue our series at NES Pensacola.
Meet your on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.